I head over for class at the temple. I just like to do this podcast, and today I'll comment on not really quite a question, but a quote that the Haridas sent in from New Vrindavan. And he's saying, sometimes while reading I find purports by Srila Prabhupada that enhance my faith that Prabhupada gave us everything in his books, but the concern is that neophytes like myself need to hear elaborations and explanations on the practical application of such nectar. In other words, Haridas is more or less asking for a Bhagavatam class. I don't have that much time, but at the time that I have, I will comment. And he's quoting the following verse, which he says is, the reason I'm so keen on this particular purport is that I believe Prabhupada has captured the entire Siddhanta within it. It was clear to me that it describes the experience of someone still in the sadhaka deha body. And the purport, or at least part of the purport, is from Adilila 155. Because of his development of transcendental attachment for the Supreme Lord, a surrendered soul feels the presence of his beloved everywhere, and all his senses are engaged in loving service of the Lord. His eyes are engaged in seeing the beautiful couple, Sri Radha and Krishna, sitting on a decorated throne beneath the desire tree in the transcendental land of Vrindavan. His nose is engaged in smelling the spiritual aroma of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, his ears are engaged in hearing messages from Vaikuntha, and his hands embrace the lotus feet of the Lord and his associates. Thus the Lord is manifest to pure devotee from within and without. This is one of the mysteries of the devotional relationship, in which a devotee and the Lord are bound by a tie of spontaneous love. To achieve this love should be the goal of life for every living being. And certainly this is really a wonderful purport. I would suggest that devotees read the paragraph before this one, which constitutes the other part of the purport. And the purport is a elaboration on the Chatu Shloki verse, which begins, Yata Mahanti Bhutani, as the material elements enter the bodies of all living entities and yet remain outside them all, I exist within all material creation and yet am not within them. In the first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada explains how the material elements are within everything and at the same time without everything, just like there's air within this body, but there's also air in the sky outside of the body. Similarly, Krishna is also within all aspects of creation, and simultaneously he's separately constituted as the Supreme Person. And this is also described in the beginning of the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. What's very interesting here is that Srila Prabhupada says that the presence of Paramatma can be realized by one who has the single qualification. Now, everyone's listening. What's that single qualification? He says of submissiveness. In other words, if someone is submissive, then he becomes qualified to understand the presence of the Super Soul everywhere. And then Prabhupada continues, he says that by submissiveness, one becomes a surrendered soul. Thus, understanding Krishna's all-pervasiveness is dependent on someone becoming surrendered to him, or being surrendered to him. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on further. He says, what happens then? He says, as you develop submissiveness, there's, he says, a proportionate spiritual realization. The more submissive one is, and of course submission means to be submissive to the spiritual master, to spiritual authorities, to the instructions of Shastra, to following the instructions of the Lord. He says, in the proportion that one becomes submissive or surrendered, to that degree one has proportionate spiritual realization. And then, what's the end result of this spiritual realization? Srila Prabhupada says, one can ultimately meet the Supreme Lord in person. So, understanding the all-pervasive nature of Krishna is one stage of spiritual advancement. And when one becomes advanced in spiritual realization, when one becomes fully surrendered soul and thus achieves the mercy of the Lord and becomes realized, then he meets the Supreme Lord in person. How? And then Prabhupada says, as a man meets another man face to face. In other words, Srila Prabhupada is saying that the experience of seeing Krishna is seeing one person to another face to face. Very, very wonderful, very beautiful. And then comes this other paragraph, which I read and which Haridas has cited. Now this other paragraph, Srila Prabhupada is talking about someone who's actually advanced in devotional service, who's advanced in spiritual realization. So I'm an Krishna Padarvindaya, someone who is, Prabhupada says, development of transcendental attachment. In other words, when his spiritual attachment is developed, the development of transcendental attachment takes place on the platform of bhava, which is on the spiritual platform. It's not on the platform of sadhana. However, it's something that takes place while one is in this material body, and as Haridas was pointing out, that this is something which takes place in one's sadhaka deha, in his physical body, and as a practitioner of devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada gives the different symptoms or the activities of that devotee. His eyes are engaged in seeing the deities of the Lord sitting beneath the desire tree in Vrindavan. His nose in smelling the spiritual aroma of their lotus feet. His ears in hearing messages from Vaikuntha. His hands embrace the lotus feet of the Lord and his associates. And then Srila Prabhupada says, so the Lord is manifest to a pure devotee from within and without. Now this sentence, manifest to a pure devotee from within and without, could be understood in different ways. I take it that Prabhupada is referring to the previous explanation of Paramatma realization, and by the cultivation and development of Paramatma realization, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, being used to cultivating this vision of seeing Krishna everywhere. When one actually sees Krishna, when Krishna reveals himself at the stage of bhava, then one sees Krishna with one's spiritually enlivened senses, or perceives Krishna with his spiritually enlivened senses. So in this way, Krishna becomes manifest within and without. So he says, this is one of the mysteries of devotional relationship, in which a devotee and the Lord are bound by a tie of spontaneous love. This is another subject matter which I've discussed elaborately in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, is that devotees who practice Vaidhi Bhakti at the stage of bhava, their spontaneous attachment to Krishna naturally becomes awakened. In other words, they come to the stage of Raganuga Bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada concludes, to achieve this love should be the goal of life for every living being. We need a goal. Everyone has to have a goal in life. If we don't have a goal, at least if we don't have a spiritual goal, we will have a material goal. Because except for those who are in the mode of ignorance, passionate living beings in the mode of goodness, they strive for some particular end. And we need to be very clear, what is that end that we are trying to achieve? So Srila Prabhupada says, to achieve this attachment, to achieve this love, this is the goal of every living being. And of course, this is the goal of the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So we should be asking ourselves, is it very clear for us that this is the goal where we are going? Is it something that we just repeat every once in a while, remind ourselves that this is what Krishna consciousness should be about? Or is this our daily meditation? Is this our obsession? Something that we're just obsessed with because we consider it so valuable. Devotees may not like this phrase that I'm using, that one should be obsessed with advancement in spiritual life. But unless you're obsessed with something, you don't consider something to be of great value. If you think that, yes, I can achieve something that is unlimitedly valuable, that is not achieved by Lord Brahma and by Shiva, and I do this by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the spiritual masters, then one will be obsessed and will think about that thing all the time. So yomam pashyati sarvatra, seeing Krishna everywhere, at all times, in everything. This is the consciousness of someone who is really striving for love of Krishna. And we should strive for love of Krishna. Haridas is making a comment that Prabhupada has put the entire Siddhanta within it. I wouldn't say that the entire Siddhanta is here, because there are so many aspects to our Siddhanta which are not directly being mentioned. But certainly the Siddhanta in terms of Prayojana, what is the ultimate goal of life, that is being described here by Srila Prabhupada. So let's make today's meditation this meditation, that as Srila Prabhupada said, to achieve this love should be the goal of life for every living being. Let us revitalize, re-strengthen, reaffirm our commitment for achieving love for Krishna, for achieving this position where we can go back home, back to Godhead. In this body, that means that we are absorbed in the pastimes of Godhead on the spiritual platform. And when we give up this body, Bhastu Siddhi, then we achieve our original spiritual form without any connection to this material world and engage in Krishna's service eternally. This is our right. This is what Srila Prabhupada came to give us. We shouldn't get distracted from this goal by the duties of this world. That is called Maya. And devotees also fall into Maya. And devotees can also extend their duration of time in this material world if they are not very careful. Therefore, what is our sadhana? Our sadhana, as Prabhupada described, is we should be cultivating this submissive mood of seeing Krishna everywhere. The taste of water, the light of the moon and the sun, the ability in man, and simultaneously hearing about Krishna's wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan, we should cultivate our attachment for Krishna's beauty, sweetness, charming pastimes, associates, and long for the time when we can also join them and no longer be troubled by the difficulties of this material world. Hare Krishna.